A friend is another self.
Hello?
It's Mojo.
Mojo, what's up?
Me.
What?
I'm up here.
Where?
In the air.
Oh, you're on the plane.
Yeah, well...
Feels like I'm on a flying bus.
I think I know what you mean.
Who's picking me up?
His name is Old Far-Seeing Art.
Can he see far?
I know, but he can far-see.
Oh, yeah?
Look, it's a small airport. Don't worry. He'll see you.
Okay.
Mojo.
I'm really glad you can make it.
Oh, well, I need a vacation.
A vacation? Right. Good luck. Evie.
Yes, Jack?
Have you seen The Mushroom from Mars?
Oh, I don't get to the movies much.
No, it's a giant mushroom.
Oh, you mean the one near the woods.
So you did see it.
How big is it now?
It's really big.
Can we sneak away and go see it?
Sneak away from...
You know who.
Oh, you mean...
Too late.
No, it's never too late. Now, come on.
Oh, I can't.
Yes, you can, Evie. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Mojo.
Hey, Jack. Give me five.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Ooh-ee. You mean you inherited this whole place?
Afraid so. Come on, I'll show you your rooms.
My rooms? What do you have? About 100 rooms here?
Well, something like that. I never counted.
You sure you can spare the space?
Sure. Look, take a few rooms home with you if you want.
I just might do that.
Your rooms are down the hall from mine.
Man. I could get lost in this place.
Yeah. Look, I'll show you where I'm staying. It used to be Lord Giles's quarters.
Oh, man. Looks like he stuffed half of Africa.
Yeah, it does have a few unlucky heads, doesn't it?
What'd he do? Shoot one of everything they had?
I think so. Except for the natives.
Hey, look at this stuffed giraffe. Man, that's a neck and a half.
Hey, it's yours. Take it home if you want.
Yeah. Just what I need, a giraffe neck. Hey, look at this. You even got a flat tiger. Whew, he doesn't look too happy.
Yeah, I know.
And a flat zebra, and a rhino, and a hippo head, and spears and shields.
Hey, listen, you know, we can trade rooms if you like. Maybe you'd feel more at home here.
Old spear chucker mojo, hey?
A mojo. That's a racist remark.
Yeah, but it's my race. Those animal rights people get wind of this, they're gonna have a flat jack pinned up on that wall.
Look, I didn't shoot these guys.
Oh, yeah? You tell it to the jungle judge.
These are your rooms.
Wow, I like this.
Yeah, it has a nice view.
Hey, what's that down there? Is that a maze?
Yeah, but don't go in there.
No?
You'll get stuck.
Oh, come on.
Listen, if you do want to explore, just take Old Art with you. He's the only one who can figure it out.
Really?
Trust me. Hey, after you unpack, come on downstairs.
I'm going to take a bath.
Well, fine. Enjoy.
Hey, wait a minute. There's no jacuzzi.
No, Mojo. No jacuzzi.
Don't tell me there's no sauna.
Look, we're lucky we have running water.
Okay, never mind.
Mojo unpacks, hangs his clothes in the closet, and steps into the shower. But as he's bathing, a panel within the closet slides open. Hands reach out, grabbing all his clothes, hangers and all, while another figure creeps into the room, gathers up the clothes Mojo was wearing, including his sneakers, and slips back into the wall. Mojo finishes his shower, wraps a towel around him, and opens the closet door.
What? Everything's gone. I bet there's no room service either. Does that mean I have to go downstairs wearing a towel? What is this on the towel? Welcome to Inverness. Oh, for crying out loud.
He that has no silver in his purse should have silk on his tongue.
Jack Flanders first met Mojo Sam at Kasbah Kelly's in Tangier, Morocco. Jack asked Mojo to come up to Inverness and help him exorcise the sight of a possible pagan god that has been creating mischief. But when Mojo arrived, unpacked and showered, he discovered his clothes had vanished. The closet was empty. We now find Mojo barefoot and, well, actually bare everything, except for a pink bath towel wrapped around him, stomping down the hallway.
Is that you, Jack?
Uh-oh.
Are you avoiding me again?
No, ma'am. I'm just passing by.
Do you have a sore throat? You sound as though you...
Ma'am, you okay?
Auntie, what? Don't hurt her.
I just passed by, and she passed out.
You just passed by?
Somebody swiped my clothes.
Oh, you're Mojo Sam, the Udo man.
That's right.
I'm Evie.
Who's that on the floor?
Oh, that's my aunt.
Is she gonna be okay?
Yeah, she always does that. Didn't Jack tell you not to hang your clothes in the closet?
No.
Did they take everything?
Everything but this towel. You don't have a robe or something, do you?
It would never fit.
Yeah, but I bet hers would.
Oh, no. You don't want her to wake up and find you in her robe.
I gotta find Jack.
No, wait. Let's see what they left.
Left?
Oh, they always leave something in exchange.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see what Jack was wearing?
Ah, you mean the Great White Hunter.
Yeah, they took all his clothes, and that's what they left. A full safari wardrobe.
Well, my closet is full of nothing.
We'll see. Wow, look at all these robes.
What? Robes?
They look very African. Really colorful.
Oh, looks like something that used to belong to some African chief.
Nice threads. I bet it's the real thing.
Oh, yeah. No polyester here.
Look at all the beads and feathers.
This stuff belongs in a museum.
Here's a really neat pair of sandals. I bet they fit you.
Not bad.
And look, a necklace of shrunken heads.
Shrunken what?
Just kidding.
And what's this? A medicine rattle?
So, what do you think?
I think someone knew I was coming.
It's the walls. They know everything.
Oh, yeah. Jack told me these walls are hollow.
I better go check on Auntie. See you later, Chief.
Chief, I may as well get dressed. Now, which turban should I wear?
Meanwhile, out on the patio, Jack is waiting for Mojo. The afternoon sun, filtering through the leaves, swaying in the soft breeze, has a mesmerizing effect on Jack. He closes his eyes. He hears a voice calling from far off.
Jack.
Little Freda.
That was weird.
Meanwhile, Mojo, now dressed as a regal African king, complete with flowing robes, a carved skeleton head walking stick, and a tall turquoise turban atop his head, makes his appearance in the parlor.
That's him!
That's Mojo Sam, the Udo man.
The voodoo man?
Udo, ma'am.
What is Udo? Some African voodoo cult?
No, ma'am. It's part yoga and part...
It's voodoo yoga, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't... It's African yoga.
And what exactly is African yoga?
You've seen African dances. All that leaping up and down.
Of course. Your people are marvelous dancers. And they certainly love to leap and shout, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Especially when they're dancing on hot coals.
And what does dancing have to do with yoga?
Well, African yoga is a lot like leaping up and down, only very, very slowly.
Oh. Tell me more.
There's chanting.
Chanting? Give me an example of one of your you do chants.
Example. Do you know Ooga Booga?
Ooga Booga? You mean like Ooga Booga, Ooga Booga?
Yeah, but you gotta draw it out like Ooga Booga.
Ooga Booga.
Close enough.
I won't dance madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely, and so what? I'm lovely, but oh, what you
do. One must howl with the wolves.
Well, Mojo, I... Well, that's quite an outfit, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so, too.
And where'd you find that?
In my closet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is what they left in place of my clothes.
Yeah, I forgot to warn you.
You two make a lovely pair.
Thanks.
We do?
Well, Jack in his safari gear and Mojo in his regal chieftain outfit. It looks like the great white hunter meets the African king. Oh,
very funny, Evie.
Well, at least she didn't say meets the African queen.
Jack, I met the most fascinating... Oh, there you are, Chief Mojo.
Chief Mojo?
Tell me, when will your classes begin?
Classes?
Yes, African yoga, of course.
Moga, what?
Shall we begin first thing tomorrow morning, bright and early? Shall we say 5 o'clock?
A.M.?
Oh, no, why don't you make it earlier?
4:30, then.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Excellent. We will meet outside on the patio. I assume you will be joining us, Jack.
Huh?
How exciting. Come along, poodles.
Poodles?
That's me.
Come, come, my dear.
Yes, Auntie.
4:30.
Oh, great. So tell me, Chief. What exactly is African yoga?
It'll probably be something like Tai Chi with a spear.
I have a couple of spears I can lend you.
I may need them. Say, Jack, is it jet lag or have I been feeling a sort of a tinglingness in the air?
Oh, wait. It'll increase into a trembling when it starts to get dark.
What's that over there on that hill? Is that the temple?
Yeah, but the roof caved in. What's left are just 7 pillars in a circle.
This tingling feels pretty powerful.
Yeah, you just wait until tonight, when the moon comes up. Hey, if you look down there, you can see the circle of stones.
Man, you got everything. You got a dolmen?
Oh, you mean 2 stones capped by another?
Mm-hmm.
We've got something better. A mushroom.
Say what?
Well, it's a mushroom.
No, really?
Really.
What's so special?
It's big.
You mean like what? A foot high?
Higher.
Waist high?
Mojo, higher.
You're kidding.
Nope. It's even higher than you and your turban, Chief.
Are you serious?
Well, if you look over by the woods, over there, you can see it.
Holy moly. Come on, that's not real.
Oh, yes, it is.
No way. That thing's, what, 30 feet high?
Mm-hmm, about that.
Oh, man, look at that top. What do they call that, the umbrella?
Sure, why not?
That's got to be at least 40 feet across. This is no fungus. This thing's made of wood.
And someone's cut a door in the stem.
Why'd they do that?
Well, come on in and see.
What is this, a trap or a joke?
It's neither. They've carved out a room in here.
Why?
Well, who knows? There's even a second floor.
It has a kind of a fresh, woodsy sort of smell. But it's not really wood, is it?
No. Mojo, do you think it's still growing?
I don't know if it's still growing, but I got a feeling this big mama's definitely still alive.